النظر إن شاء الله تعالى. الرؤية والحلم. There is two different words. رؤيا ألف in the end. رؤيا راء. واو. And over the واو there is a همزة. ياء ألف. قول رؤيا. What does mean in the رؤيا? That means vision. You saw it in your dream. And we have another word called الحلم. حلم. حلمت. حلم meaning regular dream like everyone us. Every one of us. What is the difference between both? طيب. نقول وبالله التوفيق. الرؤيا with ألف in the end that means visions. رؤيا is good رؤيا and also could be a bad رؤيا. I'm going to give you an example. Don't rush. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي أخرجه الإمام البخاري رحمه الله قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الرؤيا الحسنة من الرجل الصالح هي جزء من 46 جزءا من النبوة. The good رؤيا, good visions, let me say, I don't want to translate it, but try to concentrate with me. If anybody saw a رؤيا, that means he was sleeping, and he saw a رؤيا. رؤيا, it means visions. It's not like a regular dreams. It could be the رؤيا, we have to agree, it's from Allah تبارك وتعالى. Who guide you to see it? In your dream is Allah تبارك وتعالى. So الرؤية الحسنة من الله تبارك وتعالى. Any good dream you saw it, we're talking about the believers. Any good dreams, visions you saw it in your dream, that's from Allah, especially the one which you give you good news. So the Prophet according to Hadith al-Bukhari saying the good ru'ya, the good vision, dream, which is a righteous believer, male or female, saw it in their dream, it is a part from the 46 parts of the signs of the prophethood. Meaning, every Nabi, every prophet, the signs for that he is a messenger, that he is a prophet, there is a 46 parts. One of it is when he dream, when he sleep, it's true or not? Royal Anbiya, true. So any prophet sleep and saw something in his dream, it is a fact and truth without any doubt. It will be effective, will be valid in his life. It will be done. طيب. Is a righteous man also has the same? The answer, yes. A believer who carry righteousness, who speak the truth all the time, if he saw any dream vision, that is true. That is true. Because the Prophet, he said that a ru'ya which come from a righteous man or righteous woman in his dream, it is the part from 46 prophet, parts of the prophethood. Agree about that? Right. Let's we move. Ta'wiluha min ilm al-anbiya, the one who are able to make interpretations for the dream, number one, the prophets. When the prophets saw any dream, they are able to give interpretation for this dream. So it is fact, it is true, we cannot deny it. If the prophet say so, and we'll see, inshallah ta'ala. طيب. What is the purpose Allah show you a good dream, which call it visions, dream. Ziyadatu iman, to make your faith strong, because Allah He choose whom He will, to give him good news or good ru'ya, ru'yatun hasana, vision, dreams, to give it to him. So to make your iman strong, to make your faith strong. So we agree about this. Let's talk about al-hilm, dream, regular dream. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحديث also في البخاري حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الرؤيا الصادقة من الله عز وجل. The truthful ru'ya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you saw something true in your dream, from who? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. والحلم من الشيطان. But the regular dream is for what? From the shaitan. Let me stop in this to give you example. Sayyidina Ibrahim, Abu al-Anbiya, Allah sent Surah As-Safat to describe the ru'ya which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw it. Allah, when He said in Surah As-Safat, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أن إني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. When Ismail became strong and he became like age to understand, 11-12 years old, father came to visit him. So he took Ismail and they went walking together to discuss about this dream. Sayyidina Ibrahim, he saw a vision dream. He saw in his dream that he's slaughtering who? His son Ismail. The Yahuda said Isaac. But in a matter of fact, is Ismail according to the book of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So while they walking together, قَالَ يَا بُنَيِّ, oh my son, and this is a nice word, compassion. If you need your child to listen to you, you have to give him a nice word. Ya bunay in the Arabic language, my son, oh my son. So when you use this language, your son will be able, you train him to listen to you. Ya bunay, I need from you so and so. Ya bunay, I need from so. Oh my son, oh my daughter. So you give them the word. In the other hand, some of us, hey, stop it, come over here. Hey, donkey, come over here. Hey, monkey, come over here. So you creating problem between you and your children when you call them with a tough name. So when you tell him, come here, stop it, you prepare him to listen to you? Huh? You never gonna prepare. Some of us doesn't know how he raised his children in Islam. Like Sayyidina Ibrahim told Ismail, Ya Bunay, oh my son, I see in my dream that I'm slaughtering you. He did not take him, grab him, and told him, see, I saw Allah show me in my dream that I'm slaughtering you. Come here. La, he saw. قَالَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Think about it. And let me know. Think about it. انظر. Look at it. This matter. And let me know later. I give you time. But Ismail alayhi salam, he was also in a great faith. قَالَ يَا أَبَتِي إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. Oh my father, do what Allah commanded you and you will find me for sure one of those who carry visions. طيب. So Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, Allah showed to him right away. He took, I'm asking you by the name of Allah today, every one of you here, if you saw in your dream that you're slaughtering your son or your daughter, you gonna do that?
No.
You're not gonna do that, because this could be from the shaitan. We are not Ibrahim, we are not one of the prophets. So don't do that. Don't say, I have to act like Ibrahim. La, This is the رؤية الأنبياء حق. The رؤية of all the prophets are true. طيب. And you know the rest of the story. He took him and while he tried to slaughter him, وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا. Oh Ibrahim, you fulfilled with your رؤيا and you took your son to slaughter him. You fulfilled with the رؤيا which we show with you. That's Sayyidina Ibrahim. It was fact, was true. Move to Sayyidina Yusuf. Sayyidina Yusuf also saw a رؤيا in Surah Yusuf. When he came to his father Yaqub and told his father, قال يا أبتي إني رأيت إحدى عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين. Oh my father, I saw in my dream 11 stars obeying me like accept me, obey me. والشمس والقمر, and also the sun and the moon. Allah put them in a front of Yusuf in his dream, and he show him by the way. We don't know. We did not see how it looks like, but seems that Allah he make the 11 stars and the sun and the moon, all of them obedient to Yusuf alayhi salam. What if Yaqub advised his son, قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيد لك كيدا. Don't ever tell your brothers your رؤيا, other way if you tell them they will plan against you, they will get jealous from you because you are favored. So Yusuf alayhi salam is a Nabi too. So this is the first part from Surah Yusuf. Second part, Al-Malik. There is a king there, a Pharaoh in Egypt. Allah showed to him in his dream also. Al-Malik is the kafir or believer?
Kafir.
The people worship him. Kafir. طيب, what did he do? قال إني أرى سبعة لآية. Somebody. أرى سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخرى يابسات يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في رؤياي إن كنتم للرؤيا تعبرون. The situation is, he gathered all the chief, his assistants, his generals. Oh chief, I see in my dream 7 fat cows and 7 lean cows. But the 7 lean cows swallow and eat the 7 fat cows. That's what he saw, right? Now. And I saw also in the same dream 7 sapling green of wheat and 7 sapling green of 7 sapling of wheat. 7 green and 7 dry. Ya ayyuha al-mala, oh people, oh my assistant, aftuni, give me interpretation. In ru'ya, in my ru'ya. In kuntum lirru'ya ta'burun, if you are able to make explanation or interpretation for these dreams. That's what happened. طيب. We ask a question today here. We agree in our class that ar-ru'ya as-sadiqa from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the truthful dream from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah give it to whom? To whom the good dream, as we agree, huh? Righteous prophet and righteous male and female. We agree about that. طيب الملك كافر. So why Allah he saw him? This dream which is the king saw in his dream, the vision dream, it was true or not true? طيب how come Allah show it to the kafir? That's the question we need. Show me.
هنا في هذه القصة بطبيعة الحال نعرف أنه يوسف كان في السجن، فالله سبحانه وتعالى كان لابد أن يبرئ يوسف. فأرى
بارك الله فيك، جزاكم الله خير. The brother ما شاء الله give me the reason for that. In that time Yusuf were in a prison. So it is karama for Yusuf, number one. Allah honored Yusuf through the king, because the king is looking for someone to do what? To make interpretation for what? For the ruya. So Yusuf was in a jail too. And more than that, how the king will know about Yusuf, that Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah said about him in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. And Allah it shows you, O Yusuf, to teach you from the interpretations of all the hadith. So Allah honored Yusuf to make him able to make interpretation for the dreams. It's one of this. Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to Yusuf. طيب. When Yusuf entered the prison, was with him who?
Two prisoners, two mates.
أما أحدهما فيسقي ربه خمرا وأما الآخر فيصلب فتأكل الطير من رأسه نبئنا بتأويله إنا نراك من المحسنين. Two of them they saw also. They are kafir, they are mushrik. They follow the religion of this king, but they were a reason that Allah showed them a dream, and also they need to know the interpretation of this dream. They came to Yusuf and they told him, the first one said, I saw myself squeezing to mix the wine, fruits, vegetable, whatever it is. He saw that he is making wine in his dream, the first one. Second one, he saw that he carried bread on his head, and the bird came and eat from this bread. Then he wake up, he doesn't know what is going on. So they ask Yusuf alayhi salam, and Yusuf alayhi salam, what did he say? He said, أما أحدكما فيسقي ربه خمرا. The first one who saw himself to make or to squeeze to make the wine, he will be free, he will be saved, and he will serve in the castle of or in the mansion of the king to serve the wine for the king. So he will be saved. وأما الآخر فيصلب فتأكل الطير من لحمه من رأسه. And the second one, he will be crucified. And the bird, after they crucified him, the bird came and stood on his head and start to eat from his brain. So one will be saved, one will be killed when they release these two prisoners. One will be saved, and the one who will be saved, they will send him to where? The king to do what?
Serve
the wine. Number two, the other one will be what? Killed. طيب. Who gonna transfer this interpretation? Who gonna tell the king about their ru'ya and about Yusuf? The one who became what?
Servant
of the king. When the king saw the seven and he consults his chiefs around him, people they say, وما نحن بتفسير الأحلام، قالوا أضغاث أحلام، وما نحن بتأيه
الأحلام
بعالمين. So they said clearly, this is أضغاث أحلام. This is something actually that's funny. This is hobbies that you don't see something serious. You understand? And we cannot give you interpretation. So nobody showed the man, the king, what he saw. So the man who served him in the castle to give him the wine, he was a prisoner, was Yusuf. He told him, I have someone who can give you perfect explanation, perfect interpretation. Who is his, who's this? That's Yusuf. So he freed Yusuf and he told Yusuf about his ru'ya, that Egypt in that time will pass a difficult time. Pass a difficult time. And he gave him a very big explanation. The time actually is not enough. Need for me the whole class. But he gave him the explanation why 7 lean cow swallow. That means Egypt will suffer for many, many years economically. No food, nothing at all. People will suffer a lot. And then in the end, they will come back again. Allah will provide Egypt to come back again and provide them again. That is actually in a very small, short sentence. طيب. Now again, the king, he saw this dream to honor Yusuf, to free Yusuf, and he took him as highest authority to be like a prime minister to control all the fund in Egypt. That is the most important part that time, government. So we know النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم also said ورؤيا أمي التي رأت. رؤيا أمي, what's mean رؤيا أمي? Yes, dream of my mother, which she saw it in her dream. My question to you, أم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم believer or not believer? Kafir. There's some people actually when they say that, nobody like to touch this area. She's a kafir. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he finished one of the battle, he stopped the sahaba and he proceed. Where are you going, Rasulullah? I'm going to visit the grave of my mother. He came to the grave of the mother. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سألت ربي أن أزور قبر أمي فأذن لي. I ask my Lord to visit the grave of my mother and my Lord he permitted me. وسألت ربي أن أستغفر لأمي فأبى. And I ask my Lord to forgive my mother and my Lord is what? Refused. My Lord is what? Refused. Now the ulama open a lot of explanation about this area because she should follow one of the legal religion in the earth at that time to be from to follow the book of Musa or to follow the book of Isa alayhi salam, like Waraqa ibn Nawfal, the relative of Khadija, the one who believed the Prophet sallam, and he came before he died before the Prophet, he received the message, but he told her the good news. That is the inspected messenger which is the Arab waiting for. In the day of the judgment, he died. He used to worship the book of children of Israel and also the book of Isa alayhi salam. That means the truthful religion in the earth at that time. So the Prophet is saying, in the day of the judgment, Waraqa ibn Nawfal, he will come as a nation by himself. He believed the Prophet before he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, رأيت وأم رؤيا أمي التي رأت. And the رؤيا, the vision dream which my mother saw it. What did she see? His mother. The night before she delivered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mother, she saw in her dream that a powerful light, nur, came from her toward to Bilad al-Sham and toward to Bilad al-Iraq. Al-Sham representative the empire of Rome. Al-Iraq, Asfahan and Iran representative that time, the king, the empire of what?
Persia.
So she saw a powerful light came from her and cover all the fortress and the palaces of the king of Rome and the king of
Persia.
That means, alhamdulillah, today look at this, the Islam. Where is the Islam in Europe today? Subhanallah. Islam in Europe, France, in England, Germany. Who's the biggest country now the Islam is growing?
German.
Subhanallah. German. They used to burn the Muslim a couple of years ago. Now Islam became the number two religion after Christianity. And inshallah will be number one. And not only there, in everywhere, inshallah. Now, my brother, 2 days ago, last Thursday, fellow, very respectable, with a very high title, working in a city, quite brother came and he said, he's almost like 55 years old. He said, I studied the Islam for 7 years. I finished all the book of tafsir. And my family member and my wife, they kicked me out. We don't want to see you. But today I need to come and declare and to be a Muslim. Allah, you never know, Afi. You never know. Islam is coming, inshallah. Now, so this is his mother also. Now his mother, she is a kafir. So why Allah he showed to her? Because Allah honored. Because of who? Honored Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah honored his mother and she is a kafir to see this dream in order for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be honored, to give a good news, inshaAllah ta'ala. طيب. Now, move to righteous people. We agree, righteous people, muttaqeen, they could see also ru'ya. You could sleep one single night and you see something good, and we agree this is from who? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Al-Adhan. Al-Adhan in Islam. Two companions. Abdullah ibn Yazid radiallahu anhu ardah, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu ardah, both of them, they saw they hear the adhan in their dream. They ran to Rasulullah sallam and they told him same exactly adhan. Both of them say the same word. They are not together. One after one they hear the adhan, and they came because in a time of beginning of Islam they used to call the salah for what? Drum or ring. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam approved the azan which you hear it today, alhamdulillah. So Allah showed the adhan to a great companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. طيب. I just like to show you the other people run to open litwas. We see what Ibn Sirin saw, what Ibn Qudama say about interpretation of the dream, tafsir al-ahlam, and you try to match some of what you saw in the book with what you saw in your dream. It's not necessity. The dream cannot be. Maybe you and me, we saw same dream, but doesn't mean both of us we're gonna have the same thing. I give you example. Ibn Sirin, rahimahullah, this great scholar, and we need to see why Ibn Sirin qualified to make interpretation. Like Abu Bakr al-Siddiq gave tafsir also for Ahlam, Abu Bakr, Umar radiallahu anhu arda. But Ibn Sirin came and he became very famous scholar to give interpretation for Ahlam. Number one, in order to be qualified to make interpretation, you don't run for somebody, his name is Sheikh Mustafa, and you ask him to give you interpretation of the dreams. I'm not capable. You don't run for someone, Sheikh Hassan, he's a Hafiz al-Quran, and you ask him, he's not qualified to give you this. You don't run for a local imam around the corner or somewhere and you ask him and you take it from him. Because the problem today, a lot of people suffering from this interpretation from those who are not qualified to give interpretation for the dream. Is that right or not, Sheikh Yusuf? I'll give you example, Ibn Sirin. Two men came to him. First one came, he told them, Ibn Sirin, I saw in my dream, or I heard in my dream, the azan. Azan in your dream is good or bad? What do you think? What do you advise me? How are you going to interpret this? قال تحج إلى بيت الله. You going to make hajj for the house of Allah. قال وما دليلك؟ What's your دليل يا ابن سرين؟ قال أولت I make it, take it one ayah from the book of Allah and I build my opinion based to this ayah. قال تعالى في سورة الحج وأذن في الناس بالحج. أذن في الناس بالحج. What is mean when I told you, Sheikh Yusuf? أذن. What's mean?
Call the people.
Call the people. So Allah says in the Quran to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, proclaim the Hajj for all people. Call the people. Ayyuhan nas. And he making adhan that time. That is the adhan that time to call the people. So he took his evidence from the book of Allah. Therefore, the fatwa, the interpretation should become from, number one, the book of Allah. So he said, I looked at the book of Allah and I saw Allah, he said in the Quran, adhan fi nas. Call the people. Then when you saw the hear the adhan in your dream, that means, I give you good news, you're going for Hajj. It's a good news, right? And in a matter of fact, the ulama said, this man, he went for Hajj. Second man after came. Tulbiyat Nisreen. No. What do you think? What do you have? He said, I heard the adhan in my dream. Same thing, right? I heard the adhan in my dream. What do you think? قال سوف تسرق وتكون سارقا ثم تقطع يدك. You will be a thief, you will steal one day and people will take you, they will discover that you are a thief and they going to chop your hand. Is good news or bad news? Why you say that? Why you give me a bad dream? What's your dalil? He asked. The dalil. قال أولت كتاب الله in سورة يوسف. When Allah تبارك وتعالى says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وأذن مؤذن أيتها العير إنكم لسارقون. أذن. What's mean أذن? أكراير. As you know, brother, in order behind this ayah, there is a tafsir. You know, Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah give him the kingdom of Egypt and he ruled. And he became like he hold all the treasury in Egypt. And people used to visit Egypt that time to take their portion from the food. Egypt used to give the food. Someone is going to tell you, Sheikh Mustafa says that because it's Egyptian. No, I don't have any business with that. But that time, in a matter of fact, people came and the dalil is Sayyidina Yaqub was living in Palestine. He sent his sons to meet where? To meet Al-Aziz. Al-Aziz is mean the head treasurer, prime minister of Egypt to take the food for Palestine through Sayyidina Yaqub. When they came, Yusuf alayhi salam, he missed and he was worried about his younger son. His name is Binyamin.
His brother
Binyamin. In order to keep his brother with him, after he gave every one of them his supplies, so he told his chief army, take the golden bowl, this golden bowl belonged to the king. Take it and hide it in the caravan of my brothers, younger brothers. So they took the golden bowl of the king. So they used this to measure all the food. You know the measurement. So they took it and they hide it on the she camel of his brother Benjamin. Then Yusuf alayhi salam, he looked for this gold, he knows. But he looked for where is the golden bowl which he belonged to the king. Therefore Allah says in the Quran, فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّن. أَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّن, when he called some of his army, go and he call adhan, call the people. أَيَّتُهَا الْعِيرِ, O caravan, verily you are what? Thieves. And then after that, this is adhan here. And then after that, they went and checked every one of them. And they got the golden bowl from where? مِنْ وِعَاءِ أَخِي. From the, from where? From his brother. Then the law, that time, Shay, anybody steal, you have to take this person to the Deen al-Malik, to the law of the king. So he need to keep his brother with him and not to release his brother anymore with him. You got it? So therefore Ibn Sirin, he told the second man, you will be thief, because same adhan here, adhan mu'adhin, when he calling also the people, oh caravan, you're stealing. And when you steal, in Islam, according to Islamic Sharia, what do we, the Islamic Sharia say if you steal? Sharp?
Your hand.
Your hand. So the first one, he went to Hajj. And the second one, the ulama said, he became thieves later and they shoved his hand. SubhanAllah. This is different interpretation, same dreams. Don't ever deal with the people are the same interpretation, or you give them same interpretation. You cannot do that because you must be knowledgeable. And when they ask Ibn Sirin, why Ibn Sirin you make differences between the two people? Look at here, wake up with me. Why you treated them? You give a good news to the first one, he's going for the Hajj, and you give the second one that his hand will be shoved, he will be thieves. Why you treated them differently? How do you know? قال نظرت في وجه الأول فوجدت في وجه الصلاح. I looked to the face of the first one and I found comfortable that righteousness and taqwa came from his face. Therefore he told them, you're going for what? Hajj. وَنَظَرْتُ فِي وَجْهِ الْآخَرِ. And when I looked to the face of the other one, أنا فَوَجَدْتُ فِي وَجْهِ الْخُبْثَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصِيَانِ. And I looked to the face of the second one and I figured and I discovered the face of hypocrites, disobedience, rebellious. Therefore I told him, do you going to steal and they're gonna chop your hand off? That's one of the tafsir of Ibn Sirin. Ru'ya. The ru'ya are three kinds. First ru'ya, as we agree, bisharatun min Allah. A good news come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Good news came from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How I have a truthful, or I found out that my dream is true. How I figure it? Can I consider myself righteous?
No.
Can I consider myself I am better than anyone in Majr al-Taqwa?
No.
The answer is no. But the Prophet, he make a rule here. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith fil Bukhari. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أصدقهم رؤيا أصدقهم حديثا أصدقهم رؤيا أصدقهم حديثا. The most one who speak the truth, of course we know each other here. You may find some brothers here, you know him from years. When he said what? The truth. So you trusted him. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know the person, his ru'ya will be truthful when you find that you saying the truth all the time and you fear nobody. That is the sign to see a good ru'ya, to see a good dream, inshaAllah ta'ala. والكافر الكذاب ليست له رؤيا. Some of the kafir sleep and he saw a ru'ya. He's a liar. He doesn't see anything. It doesn't mean anything because he is a disbeliever. Number two, رؤيا بما تحدثه به نفسك. Second kind of ru'ya, when you talk in some time, your soul speaking to you. You sit down like this. Said, between yourself, your soul speaking to yourself. You don't speak, but you talking to yourself. Sometime you concentrate like this, and your brain is working, and you talk to yourself, and nobody knows what you speaking to yourself. I wanna pass the exam, and question number one, and question number B, and question number E. This is, I believe, this is gonna be in the exam. So let me concentrate. You sleep that day. You was wake up. You sleep that night because the exam taking all your mind. The marriage, the sister taking all your mind. You need to marry someone of the sister taking all your mind. You may find actually a kind of job taking all your mind. So all the time you are under the pressure against yourself while you are wake up. So when you sleep in that night, you saw the same thing, that you sitting in the exam and you see A, number A, and number B, and number E. Subhanallah, I found the exam here, the solution. You mark this, you mark this, and you mark this, and you wake up. And you don't have the exam yet. So you go to the exam because you saw in your dream, oh, mark number A, mark number B, number C, and in the end you find yourself got zero. That is, doesn't mean that's actually ما تحدث به نفسك. That's from the shaitan O2. He tried to deceive you or lie to you, and we continue inshallah after the azan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Third kind of ru'ya is a ru'ya of تحزين الشيطان. The shaitan want to make every one of us to scare in his dream. Sometime you saw a bad dream and you wake up and you feel like you're dying, you feel like you have been killed, you feel someone is stealing you, any kind. That's from the shaitan. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said the shaitan come to the son of Adam in his dream and scare him about something bad. So what you doing? What we doing, ya Rasulullah? The Sahaba ask. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث في البخاري قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا لعب الشيطان بأحدكم في منامه إذا لعب الشيطان بأحدكم في منامه فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. If the shaitan play with you in your dream and you wake up, first thing what you have to do, say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولا تحدث به أحدا. That dream you saw it in your dream, don't ever tell anyone. Even my wife, yes, even your wife. Even my son, even my son. Even your imam, yes, even your imam. Because إنما ذلك من الشيطان. Shaitan and came and play with you. So in general, let we agree together. Any one of us saw a bad dream, don't ever tell anyone. Can we agree about this? Aye. الكذب في المنام. Some of us, he said, he lie in his dream. He lie in his dream. Subhanallah. And lying on the for dream is like the one who give lie in fatwa too. Like the one mufti, he lie in his fatwa. Same thing somebody saw, never see anything, and he lie in order to get some benefits or to cheat someone. So cannot lie if you see in a dream, you didn't see anything. A man came to Ibn Sirin. قال يا ابن سيرين رأيت في اليم في المنام أن بيدي قدحا من الماء. I saw in my dream that I hold a cup of glass of water. Cup of glass of water. فوقع مني. Then suddenly the cups dropped down from me to the floor. فانكسر القدح. The cup of glass was broken. وبقى الماء. And the water remained. It's mean. Automatically you and me, when you have a cup of water of glass and drop down from your hand, you losing the glass and you losing the water. But the man, he told Ibn Sirin, I lost the cup and the cup was broken and the water remained. How the water remained? Was holding like this in the air, the water. فقال ابن سيرين له, ابن سيرين answered him, قال اتق الله ما رأيت شيئا. He did not see anything. You're a liar. The man, after he left outside and he saw his friend outside, said, Wallahi, he said the truth, I did not see anything. But what happened to this man? What happened to this man? Was punishment from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. His wife, she was pregnant. His wife, she was pregnant. Because he lied. So when she delivered the baby, his wife, she died, and the boy remained alive, but he lost his wife. Subhanallah. طيب. Come to the most important area here in our class. Some of the people take law and condition from their dreams, and they lie, and they lie, and they give fatwa even without any knowledge to give interpretation for the dream. Not everyone is able to give interpretation. Not anyone must be hafiz al-Quran, tafsir al-Quran, must knows the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. He knows the fiqh in Islam. That means totally a great scholar. Don't depend on a local imam or something and is capable. Wallahi, if any one of them put himself in this position and to give interpretation for any dream, he will be a liar, include myself. Who did that? Who loved this? To give interpretation, the Sufis. There is a group of Sufis. They always their imam. And I give you the evidence. If any one of you have experience, some people came and they print a small paper and leave it in the masjid. It came to me from in my dream, Sheikh Ahmed, and he told me, you have to give this paper to 40 people. If you don't give 40 people this people, this letter, this dua, and you don't transfer it to 40 people, whoever doesn't transfer it to 40 people, he will be in Jahannam forever. He will never enter the paradise. He will be poor all his life in this life under the punishment of Allah. And who is Sheikh Ahmed? We don't know who is Sheikh Ahmed. Who don't know any? Who is this Sheikh Ahmed? Or Sheikh Ibrahim? Or Sheikh Afrit? Or Sheikh so and so? This is Dajjal. Dajjal. It came to me in our masjid. And they put and they run. When I read it, oh, Sheikh Ahmed came to me last night in the dream and he told me you have to transfer these words to 40 people. And if you don't do that, is لعنة الله عليك. You will be cursed by Allah. Number two, you will never enter the paradise. Number three, what is that? What is that? Allahu Akbar. And some people, they scared. Oh, he said, I will deserve the curse of Allah. Sheikh Yusuf here one, Sheikh Abdurrahman, Sheikh one, and he started distributing. Dajjal. Dajjal. Liar. Who's this? Ya akhi. Subhanallah. Aqim as-salah. طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات سبحان الله just make the salah in the daytime and in the night time the حسنات will erase all the evil deeds and Allah will clear you from the say you wanna tell me you will be cursed by Allah. Somebody pray in the masjid and they come to pray in the masjid, he will be cursed by Allah. He will enter Jahannam because he did not distribute it to 40 people. This is Dajjal. Wallahi, this makes me cry. We need to wake up. Allah give you education to listen for these people. And more than that, Bieber one day, he said, let me tell you what they said in the Bieber. He said, because Sheikh Ahmed inkashafa anhu al-astar. Inkashafa anhu al-astar. Because Sheikh Ahmed, all the unseen became clear to him. He sees the unseen. I'm asking you by the name of Allah. Is anybody can see the unseen? Is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he knows the unseen? Huh? Is Prophet Ibrahim, he knows the unseen? وَمَا يَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا Allah. Allah. Allah said, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ. Nobody knows the ghaib, the unseen, include the angels, include the prophets. إِلَّا Allah, except Allah, the unseen. You tell me Sheikh Ahmed, he knows the unseen. You and your Sheikh Ahmed, go to hell. Number two, Sheikh Ahmed, he was after that was clear for him because Allah chose him. He read Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz. You know what's Allah Al-Mahfuz? Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, that's the tablet. It's been in the Jannah. Allah ordered the pen to write everything in the Qadr before Allah created the heaven and earth. Lawh al-Mahfuz. It's in heaven. Everything. What's going to happen until the day of the judgment. But alhamdulillah, the Prophet Muhammad doesn't know anything about it. Jibril doesn't know anything about it. Except Sheikh Ahmed. He knows about it. Allahu Akbar. I think we are in a Hollywood movie. Now, Sheikh Ahmed, for sure, he met Al-Khidr. Met what? Al-Khidr. He met Al-Khidr. You know Al-Khidr, akhi? The one he met who? Musa alayhi salam. So Al-Khidr, how many people he met in his life? He met only one. It's Musa. But ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. Sheikh Ahmed, he met Al-Khidr. Liar. Liar. Sometimes back home, because my dear brother, we need to deal with fact and truth. Our people, especially in a Muslim country or the Muslim community, in everything, we have to confess we are ignorant. A lot of ignorance in the community. He said, somebody wake up and he said, you know, this alim, great alim, who passed away from 500 years ago, he came out from his grave and he gave me a piece of paper and he told me, tell the people about that. He tell the people about this. Where he get the paper from? He said, from stables. Where is the stable? We have it down stables, we have stables. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. He said, I took the paper from him and I have to distribute it. He wake up from his grave and then after that he give me the piece of paper and he told you, Allah is witness. I give you this, give it to Ummat Muhammad, distribute this paper as much as you could all over the world. Allahu Akbar. Who's this person who wake up after death? Who's this person, ya akhi? Who's this person? Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un wa la hawla quwwata illa billah al-ali al-azim inshaAllah ta'ala. So, we need my brother to be honest in our dream. You cannot lie in your dream because this is like fabrication. Finally, we will ask a question. Ask a question today. Most of us said, I saw Prophet Muhammad in my dream. A lot of people they said, sir, everybody. I just met one of the brothers last week. He told me, you know, Sheikh, I told him what? He told me, wallahi, I saw Prophet Muhammad in my dream. I told him, how you know about him? Akhi, did you pray? He said, no. Akhi, did you fast Ramadan? He said, no. Akhi, did you pay zakah? He said, no. Akhi, did you go to Warhash? He said, no. He said, mashallah, that's a fact. You saw Prophet Muhammad. This was evil. He said, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم he said in authentic hadith in 6 books قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من رآني في منامي فقد رآني فإن الشيطان لا يتمثل بي. Whoever see me in my dream, verily he saw me, because الشيطان cannot take my looking to come to you and to believe he is the Prophet Muhammad or I am the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The question we ask today, is that true? Every one of us, when they saw the Prophet, that is the Prophet? That's the question we need. He said, whoever saw me in his dream, verily he saw me, for sure he saw me. My question to you today, because we hear that from many, many people, is that true? If you see a man and this in coming your dream, that is the Prophet Muhammad, that he is. Because he said also, a shaitan cannot take same form or same looking to come to you. That is my question to ask you tonight. But I don't need an answer. If you need to know, you are appointed to see me next Sunday to continue our class about the ru'ya, the dream visions. Because I see the brother, they stand up, and when I see the people stand up, I feel nervous and everything is fly. So okay, I keep myself inshallah in safe. With respect for every one of you, we continue this ru'ya and the dream in our class inshallah, and we answer this. That means you saw someone in your dream come to your mind, this is the Prophet Muhammad, that he is. We need to know about that inshaAllah ta'ala. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala increase all our knowledge. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala help us to understand the Islam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save all the Muslims everywhere. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make this ilm in our good skills. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to resurrect all of us with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannat al-Firdaus. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala أن يغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اهدِ أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين وحرصنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تغفل واجعلنا للمتقين إماما واجعل فأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم تب على التائبين واعف عن المسيء منا لا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا شقيا ولا محروما واغفر لنا بالأعمال الصالحات أعمالنا توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرار خلقك. اللهم اكفيناهم بما شئت وكيف شئت. اللهم اكفنا شر خلقك فينا شر شياطين الإنس والجن. اللهم نجينا من الظلمات. اللهم نجينا من الظلمات. اللهم يا رب من أراد بالمسلمين خيرا فوفقه يا رب العالمين ومن أراد بالمسلمين شرا فاجعل كيده في نحره واجعل كيده في تدبيره. اللهم دمرهم تدميرا ولا تبقي منهم أحدا. اللهم يا رب العشر احفظ المسلمين أجمعين. اللهم احفظ المؤمنين أجمعين. اللهم احفظ يا رب المسلمين أجمعين وانتقم من أعداء الدين. اللهم اعلي بفضلك كلمة أهل الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين في كل مكان. فك أسر إخواننا في مصر وفي السودان وفي العراق وفي لبنان وفي فلسطين وفي أفغانستان وفي البنغلاديش وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في أفريقيا. اللهم انصر إخواننا في أفريقيا وفي نيجيريا وفي فرنسا وفي الفلبين وفي البورما وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. واهدنا إلى صراطك المستقيم. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.